Brilliance Audio presents Darkfall by Dean Koontz. Performed by Christopher Lane. Penny Dawson woke and heard something moving furtively in the dark bedroom. At first, she thought she was hearing a sound left over from her dream. She had been dreaming about horses and about going for long rides in the country, and it had been the most wonderful, special, thrilling dream she'd ever had in all of her 11 and a half dream-filled years. When she began to wake up, she struggled against consciousness, tried to hold on to sleep and prevent the lovely fantasy from fading. But she heard an odd sound, and it scared her. She told herself it was only a horse sound or just the rustle of straw in the stable in her dream, nothing to be alarmed about. But she couldn't convince herself. She couldn't tie the strange sound to her dream, and she woke up all the way. The peculiar noise was coming from the other side of the room, from Davy's bed. But it wasn't ordinary, middle-of-the-night, 7-year-old boy pizza and ice cream for dinner noise. It was a sneaky sound. Definitely sneaky. What was he doing? What trick was he planning this time? Penny sat up in bed. She squinted into the impenetrable shadows, saw nothing, cocked her head, and listened intently. A rustling, sighing sound disturbed the stillness. Then silence. She held her breath and listened even harder. Hissing. Then a vague, shuffling, scraping noise. The room was virtually pitch black. There was one window, and it was beside her bed. However, the drape was drawn shut, and the alleyway outside was especially dark tonight, so the window provided no relief from the gloom. The door was ajar. They always slept with it open a couple of inches so Daddy could hear them more easily if they called for him in the night. But there were no lights on in the rest of the apartment, and no light came through the partly open door. Penny spoke softly.
Davy?
He didn't answer.
Davy, is that you?
Russell, Russell, Russell.
Davy, stop it.
No response. 7-year-old boys were a trial sometimes, a truly monumental pain. She said,
if you're playing some stupid game, you're going to be real sorry.
A dry sound, like an old withered leaf crunching crisply under someone's foot. It was nearer now than it had been.
Davy, don't be weird.
Nearer. Something was coming across the room toward the bed. It wasn't Davy. He was a giggler. He would have broken up by now and would have given himself away. Penny's heart began to hammer, and she thought, maybe this is just another dream, like the horses, only a bad one this time. But she knew she was wide awake.